As I abroad was walking by the breaking of the day, into a pleasant meadow a young man took his way, and looking round about him to mark what he could see, at length he spied a fair maid under a myrtle tree. So comely was her countenance, and smiling was her cheer, as though the goddess Venus herself she had been there. And many a smirking smile she gave amongst the leaves so green, although she was perceived, she thought she was not seen. At length she changed her countenance and sung a mournful song, lamenting her misfortune she stayed a maid so long. There's many that be younger that long time have been wed, which makes me think that I shall die and keep my maidenhead. Sure, young men are hard-hearted and know not what they do, or else they want for compliments fair maidens for to woe. Why should young virgins pine away and lose their chiefest prime, and all for want of sweethearts to cheer us up in time? The young man heard her ditty and could no longer stay, but straight unto this damsel with speed he did away. He nimbly stepped unto her, which made her for to start, but when he once embraced her, he joyed her very heart. Sweetheart, he said unto her, why do you so complain? If you'll be ruled by me, I'll play you such a strain as uses for to give content when as true lovers meets. It is much like to that they call the shaking of the sheets. Strike up, quoth she, and spare not, I prithee use thy skill, for why I greatly care not if I thy mind fulfill. The carman then most nimbly unto this sport did settle, and pleased her most bravely, for he was full of mettle. When he had played unto her one merry note or two, then was she so rejoiced, she knew not what to do. O God a mercy, Carmen, thou art a lively lad, thou hast as rare a whistle as ever Carmen had. Now if my mother chide me for staying here so long, what if she doth, I care not, for this shall be my song. Pray, mother, be contented, break not my heart in twain. Although I have been ill a while, I shall be well again. And thus this loving couple did oftentimes embrace, and lovingly did prattle all in that flowery place. But now the time of parting began for to draw near, whereas this jolly carman must leave his only dear. He took his leave most kindly, and thus to her did say, my dearest, I will meet thee next time I come this way. Away this bonny carman went a-whistling of his note, and there he left this fair maid a-brushing of her coat. Now fare thee well, brave carman, I wish thee well to fare, for thou didst use me kindly, as I can well declare. Let other maids say what they will, the truth of all is so, the bonny carman's whistle shall for my money go.